الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Verily, we have sent this Quran down in the night of Al-Qadr, the decree. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? The night of Al-Qadr, the decree, is better than 1,000 months. Worshipping Allah in that night is better than worshipping Him 1,000 months, that's 83 years and 4 months. Therein descend the angels and the ruh, the Jibreel alayhi salam, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission with all decrees. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His believing slaves until the appearance of dawn. So now we are approaching the last third of Ramadan. In 2 days we will be starting the last third of Ramadan. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, these 10 days are very special for Muslims. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to intensify and maximize his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last 10 days of Ramadan. And also in the odd night of these last 10 days is Laylatul Qadr, from the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. It was reported that Bani Israel men used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like 1,000 months. So it's sacrificing and fighting the sake of Allah in the daytime and worshiping Allah at night for 1,000 months. So the companions said the life of the Muslims between 60, 70, 80 years. So how can we miss all this time of worshiping Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a very special worshiping opportunity for Muslims, that if you can seek it and search that night during these last 10 days of Ramadan, you will equal and exceed, you will exceed worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 1,000 months. So what's an opportunity? That's not anywhere else that you can find such rewards. Just by worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and search this night and these odd nights of the last 10 days, you will get the reward of worshiping Allah closer to 84 years. So this is an opportunity for us to be ready now. In two days, and we're going to approach these last 10 days of Ramadan, and we should set up a plan how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take advantage of such excellent opportunity and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smart in such night by praying Taraweeh, by praying Tahajjud, or doing I'tikaf, or doing Qiyam, and doing the prayer on time on the masjid and congregations. That's the least. But also reciting Quran and doing supplications all the time during these nights. So may Allah accept and we get the reward of such promised of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Laylatul Qadr is a night that the Quran would descend it to the heavens, and it is a very blessed night that you will feel that peace in it. And when, especially in such opportunities, the devils are chained, the heavens gates are opened, and the hellfire gates are closed. So what else? What else you need? You don't have another opportunity. And Muslims pray all the time to reach Ramadan in such opportunity that they can take advantage of. And you can also do other good deeds, like getting close to your relatives, or if you have any miscommunication between any of them or any of your people that you deal with, it's time to forgive, because this is an opportunity to get the reward. If you forgive, Allah will forgive you. If you do what good, it will be multiplied. So this is an opportunity that you can take advantage, because this is better than 1,000 months. Mean that good deeds performed on it, fasting on it, that you stand in a prayer on it, better than 1,000 months of good deeds in other times. Also, you can, in Laylatul Qadr, you can do tikaf, you can do prayer in the masjid, and tikaf, it has its rules. You can you do i'tikaf for one night, two nights, or preferred for the whole 10 till days of Ramadan, last 10 days of Ramadan, and give yourself a break. And this is a time for you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing and making supplication all this time. What's the best supplications that you can say during the Laylatul Qadr? And Aisha radiallahu anha asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I reach Laylatul Qadr, what do I say? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to pray and say, Allahumma innaka afu tuhubbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afu tuhubbul afu fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you you are pardoning and you love to pardon, so pardon me, forgive me. This is the best prayer that you can say, because laf, when you say laf, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase all the sins that you have committed, and even will make the angels to forget any sins that you made, and will make even your book will be clean from any sins that you have committed at all. So this supplication is one of the best supplication that you can pray during this night, and also to avoid the worldly pleasures and substitute it with worship. So if you have any habits that, at least for these days, you could give it up and just make yourself free to worship Allah, because when you do this, you will get the reward multiplied. But Aisha radiallahu anha also reported that when the time come for this last 10 days of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will fasten his waist, mean that he will work hard, in prayer and reciting the Quran and doing atikaf, doing tahajjud during these days of last Ramadan. Also she said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to exert more in worship on the last 10 days than on other nights. Now, it's a time also to estimate and review what you've been doing, and to keep the month of Ramadan state to be your state all year round, not only during the month, but keep the way that you do in Ramadan, that you keep doing it also after Ramadan, because when you go into, this is a training course that you go through, you're going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing your worship on time, by doing your reciting the Quran. So keep it after Ramadan. And this you're going to feel. This is what you, the iman, the faith, increase and decrease. During the month of Ramadan, it's an opportunity that you get the maximum iman. So keep that way. Not after Ramadan, you just say Ramadan is over and go back to the old bad habit. No. Continue. Keep the state of Ramadan all year around. And by this way, you maximize your faith and iman throughout the year. Also take an opportunity to do charities and to help others. And it happened one time that one of the companions had a garden, and there was a date tree, palm tree, and that garden belongs to an orphan. And that orphan complained to the Prophet that the companion is not allowing him to get his tree freely. So when the Prophet saw that the date tree on the land of the companion, so the orphan cried and wanted to get access to his tree. So the companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Prophet give this tree and the garden to the orphan. So the companion declined that. The Prophet told the companion, if you give it to him, you're going to get that palm tree in the paradise. But this companion did not take that opportunity. But another companion by name Abu Dahda told the Prophet, if I buy this tree and I give it to the orphan, shall I get that tree on the garden too? He said, yes. So Abu Dahda went home and he told his family that he's going to sell his garden to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went to that other companion who owned the palm tree, and he told him, can I give you my entire garden and to give me that palm tree? He said, yes, take it. And he took that tree and the land and gave it to the orphan. So Abu Dahdah gave up his worldly matters for the business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Abu Dahdah was murdered in one of the battles, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in his body and told, "How many palm trees do you have, Abu Dahdah, in Jannah now?" This means when you do something for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it, and you will get the reward multiplied more than ever expected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to take anything with us. So whatever you do, keep in mind that when you give charities, that's basically you are the one who rewarded. There's nothing been taken away from you. You're going to be given this reward with charity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than what you keep. So everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give it or do business with Allah. With business with Allah is for sure successful business. So now, if we set up a plan for this 10 days, especially for the Laylatul Qadr, and Laylatul Qadr is a night that all of us wait for. So do your best to be prepared for it. May Allah let us gain its reward and forgive our sins, because the previous sins will be forgiven. What else we need? So when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, all the previous sins will be forgiven. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept the supplication at this time. الحمد لله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, we should reflect on the meanings of the Quran. When you recite Quran and you learn what's the meanings of the what you recite, that will be multiplied in rewards too. Because when you recite just one letter in the Quran, is going to be 10 times and multiplied more. So get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the Quran, because you, when you recite the Quran, this is the words that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Imagine that you're reciting the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So when you evaluate yourself and put yourself in a scale that what you have done, what you will do, and when you keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching you all the time, so you will do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, and you will avoid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us not to do at all. So also prepare personal dua. So you just make a list, because when you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not need to do words anything more than what you come out from your heart. Just make a list of what you want good for your life, good for yourself, good for your family, for the relatives, for the community, for the ummah, for the human, for Muslims all over. By this way, when you pray for others, the angels will reply that also that will be for you. So you basically, you pray for others, but this will come back to you too. So make long, sincere, and deep dua all the time. When you persistent when you make dua, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. So when you try to get something from any human and you are getting closer and asking over and over, they will get angry. But the opposite is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you to insist and persist and ask over and over of what you want. And especially at the time when the dua is accepted. The dua is accepted for sure in the last third of the night. When you just wake up like 1 hour before suhoor and make salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about all what's in your life. Not even any small things that you could make a list of it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. For sure, Allah will accept it and will reward you. And when you make this dua, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide what's good for you to get. And because the accepting the supplication could be in different ways more than what's in your mind. So memorize some surahs, come out from Ramadan with a great opportunity that will help you to increase your faith and to stay on that manner throughout the rest of the year. Also, if you're working hard and you can't have opportunity to take your family to the Taraweeh, have that opportunity to do this for this last 10 days of Ramadan. Make it a special time, because this time of the year is just 10 days. And the odd nights, that's very important. This is the reason that you find the masjids are full of people. So let's take all opportunities for that too. So you take your families with you, and you have children, teach them how to get the meanings of this Laylatul Qadr. Because this Laylatul Qadr is a night that it's once a year, with a long time of worship equal another time of the year. So it is a very special for us. Also, attend the dua after the completion of the Quran recitation in the masjid. Because usually the most of the masjid, they finalize the Quran and they have this dua. This dua is very blessed, and it is recommended that you attend it. And even if you attend it in different masjids. So different masjids have, they finish the Quran in different time. So find out if you can attend this completion of the Quran recitation dua in different masjids too. So also it's an opportunity for you to learn about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to learn how much he sacrificed with the companions. So read the book about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about the companions, and learn how much sacrifice that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through for us to receive this blessing, the best and the most grateful blessing that we receive, that we are Muslims. And for that state, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed, and also the companion with him too. And this is an opportunity for also to plan for your next year, what you're going to do. From increasing your iman, maybe you can increase your knowledge about your deen, and to maximize your knowledge about what you do and what you shouldn't do throughout the year. So this is very important to make such a plan for such a night, which is the Laylatul Qadr, that Muslims throughout the world are waiting for it. So may Allah accept our supplication and accept our fasting and prayer. And as you all know, that is lots of calamities and difficulties throughout the Muslim world. So this is an opportunity for you to pray for your other Muslim brothers. And as you know, following the news, what's going on in Syria and Egypt, this is Muslims that we need to pray for them. May Allah keep them together and keep them safe, and keep the evil away from them, and keep them united, and make this month of Ramadan a blessed month for all of them. Ameen. May Allah accept this dua. So اللهم بارك لنا في شهر رمضان. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم وحد المسلمين في أرجاء الأرض في مصر وسوريا وفلسطين وفي كل بقاع الأرض وفي الصومال. بالله أكسبت آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.